Now, I hope that when you came in this morning, you were given a post-it and a pen, if you need a pen. Does anybody not get a post-it and a pen? Right, aha. Philip, it's the lady behind you who needs one. Yeah. What we're going to make is a forgiveness wall. So on your post-it, I'd like you to write down some advice or perhaps a quotation about forgiveness. And I've got a few examples from famous people. This one's from Gandhi. He said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong." And then we have John F. Kennedy. He said, "Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names." And C.S. Lewis, "I think that if God forgives us, we must forgive ourselves. Otherwise, it's almost like setting up ourselves as a higher tribunal than him." And one more, and this is from Nelson Mandela. "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew that if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Right, so can you think of something? Something, maybe it's a saying, don't let the sun set on your anger. Have a think about something. What advice would you give to someone about forgiveness? Now, we haven't got Catherine this morning to go and collect all the bits of paper. We do, thank you. Right. And whilst those have been collected in, I'd like to read something else to you. "If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you'll win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. People favour underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend your years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. But give the world the best you have anyway." Can I move the microphone? Let's have a quick look. Ooh, sounds louder over here. Forgive and forget. Yes. Forgiving is all about letting go of the bitter past and anger. That's good. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Forgive with your heart and time. Says, yeah. Right. God forgave your sins. That's a very good one. If you cannot forgive, you will never have peace. And will still suffer. Do not be bitter. It will kill you. Forgiving is the one way to wash your sins. That's got some very good ideas here. Maybe be forgiven and may we forgive others as well. The disciples asked Jesus, how many times should we forgive others? 7? And Jesus' reply was 77 times 7, i.e. every time. Forgive now and repent later. You will be better in mind and spirit if you do. When you say sorry, say it as you mean it. Be sincere. I think I've got just one more. Yeah. Forgiving people is a big relief to the heart, even if it makes you a better person. It makes you a better person at peace with yourself and God. Right. Thank you very much for those. If you want to come and look at them afterwards, then please do.